with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting Milton strengthens into a Category 5 hurricane as Florida prepares for massive evacuations. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Governor Ron DeSantis urging residents to evacuate, saying you hide from wind, you run from water, but not storm surge.
If you stay in there and you got 10 feet, you're really, really taking a risk with your life and your safety.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says that storm surge could actually be as high as 12 feet.
And that's storm surge that can flood cars, homes, roadways, escape routes.
A Cat 5 hurricane means winds of 160 miles per hour. I'm Julie Walker.
The Georgia Supreme Court has reinstated the state's six-week abortion ban.
The Georgia Supreme Court is halting a ruling striking down the state's near ban on abortions while the state appeals it. The law that a judge found unconstitutional criminalizes abortions beyond about 6 weeks of pregnancy, which is before many women realize they're pregnant. Fulton County Judge Robert McBurney ruled that Georgians' constitutional right to privacy includes the right to make personal health care decisions. McBurney's decision restored a state law allowing abortions until viability, roughly 22 to 24 weeks into pregnancy. The high court suspended that ruling while it considers the state attorney general's appeal. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Israelis are holding somber ceremonies to mark a year since the deadliest attack in the country's history. The Hamas-led raid, which killed over 1,200 people, shattered Israelis' sense of security and ignited wars on two fronts, Gaza and Lebanon, with no end in sight. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 398 points, the Nasdaq dropped 213, the S&P lower by 55. This is SRN News. One European country is worried about population decline.
All across the continent, birth rates are dropping thanks in part to the promotion of abortion and a lifestyle that emphasizes career over children. In Greece, the birth rate has fallen to 1.3, well below the replacement rate, with twice as many people dying in the country as are being born. Now the government is vowing to spend 20 billion euros to try and reverse the trend. It's not just a European problem. Government leaders in Japan and South Korea are alarmed at the low number of women having children and have begun offering economic incentives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Parents are the key to passing faith on from one generation to the next. A study released by the Pew Research Center finds 82% of Protestant parents have teens who also identify as Protestant, while 81% of Catholic parents have Catholic teens. Followers of no faith have 86% of teens who identify as nuns. This is SRN News. Vice President Kamala Harris's narrow national lead over former President Donald Trump has tightened in the wake of a well-received debate performance last week by Ohio Senator and GOP Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance. This according to a new Yahoo News YouGov poll. More details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The previous Yahoo News YouGov survey showed Harris ahead of Trump by 5 percentage points, 50 to 45, immediately following September's presidential debate, her strongest showing to date in a two-way matchup among registered voters. But now Harris edges Trump by just 2 points, 48 to 46. The new poll of 1,714 U.S. adults, which was conducted from October 2nd to the 4th, finds Harris with an even smaller advantage among registered voters when third-party candidates are included. Among likely voters, the vice president's lead vanishes entirely, 47% to 47%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.